History Icon stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast calls for a mainly sunny day today, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, continued sunny, 70 to 75. Saturday, sunny in the mid-70s. And Sunday, partly sunny, lower 80s. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast in just a few moments. From the Republican American, five pets perished in a Cornwall home fire. Denise Classy came home from work at about 2 o'clock, finding her home in flames at 83 Mohawk Mountain Road. She immediately called 911. By the time Cornwall Volunteer Fire Department arrived at the scene, members found the roof fully engulfed and collapsing. The house was destroyed. Two dogs and three cats perished in the blaze. Goshen, Bantam, Litchfield, and Falls Village firefighters, as well as Eversource Energy crews, rushed to the scene and lined up along Allen Road in Goshen. Fire Marshal Stanley McMillian said the cause of the fire was undetermined as of yesterday evening. As COVID raged in New York hospitals, executives pocketed $73 million in bonuses. A story in the Poughkeepsie Journal, New York's top hospital executives and doctors received millions of dollars in salaries, bonuses, and other perks as federal pandemic relief funds flowed into their hospitals that faced plunging patient revenues during the initial COVID-19 waves in 2020. As many frontline health workers desperately fought for more personal protective gear and improved staffing levels, some hospitals continued to use seven-figure payouts to drive executives to hit profit and performance goals, according to the USA Today. Locally, for New Vance Health, total compensation, including bonuses, Dr. Murphy, president of New Vance Health, over $7 million. Robert Freidberg, president to December 11th of New Vance Health, $2.5 million. Steven Rosenberg, CFO, treasurer of New Vance Health, $2.1 million. Michael Holzner, secretary to December 11th of New Vance Health, $1.4 million. Carrie Eaton, chief operating officer from December 11th, New Vance Health, $1.1 million. Carolyn McKenna, secretary, starting on January 1st, New Vance Health, over $1 million. Catherine Butcher, assistant treasurer, New Vance Health, to February 25th, received $944,000. Catherine Frierson, chief human resource officer from New Vance Health, $883,000. Grace Linhard, chief development officer for New Vance Health, over $620,000. And Wayne McNulty, chief compliance officer for New Vance Health, $519,000. In Stockbridge, the board abandoned their divisive tax shift to benefit full-time versus seasonal homeowners. Patrick White has declared his residential tax exemption idea for Stockbridge off the table. The proposal would have shifted more of the real estate tax burden to seasonal property owners, reducing it for most full-time residents. It aroused strong opposition from his two select board colleagues, Ernest Cardiello and Jamie Manassi, and from many town residents, including 277, who signed a petition against it. Well, in North Canaan, DMV admissions testing is resuming. As we reported last week, motor vehicle emissions testing has resumed in North Canaan at Northwest Auto LLC, 32 Railroad Street. They have trained personnel and they have the equipment on board now to do that testing. Meanwhile, out of TriCornerNews.com, the Climate Smart Task Force is about to install public electric vehicle charging station, according to Jennifer Dowley. The new EV stations will be on Century Boulevard outside Main Street here. Work should take place on the stations immediately, according to the task force. Dowley said an announcement will be made by the task force once the EV charging station is energized. Well, Housatonic Valley Regional High School graduates have been elected to the Athletic Hall of Fame for the year 2022. They elected Todd Baker, class of 91, Daniel Dubay, class of 93, William DeFore, class of 52, Nicole Gaisler's class of 00, Christopher Hecox, class of 84, Peter Kenny, class of 52, Rick Newson, class of 91, Andrea Parati-Hines, class of 88, Edward Taberski Jr., the class of 76, and Jeffrey Taberski, The Hall of Fame ceremony will take place on Sunday, November 13th at noon. Following the ceremony, there'll be a luncheon sponsored by the Alumni Association for newly enshrined Hall of Fame members, current members, and their families. A busy time in our tri-state region this weekend with lots going on. The Rojan Ramble is happening in the towns of Kopek, Hillsdale, and Ankrum, New York, and it's run by volunteers returning after a two-year hiatus. They expect a big turnout. It will be held on Saturday, September 17th. More information and registration, rojanramble@gmail.com and rojanramble.org. Salisbury Winter Sports Association 15th Annual Golf Tournament and Pig Roast will be held at the Undermountain Golf Course. The rain date is Sunday the 18th. The actual date is the 17th. Of course, this weekend is also the weekend for the Sharon Fire Department Golf Tournament. Second annual Hudson Valley Rodeo will be held by the Amin USA Community Organization, powered by the Silo Ridge Community Foundation, on Saturday at Keene Stud in Amin, New York. Doors open at 12 noon. For more information, eventbrite.com/e/Hudson-Valley-Rodeo-Rodeo-Rodeo-Concert-Tickets-323-586-2457. In Hillsdale, the car show expects dozens of antique and classic vehicles on Sunday the 18th. Dozens of those vehicles will be in categories that include about 20 categories. Pre-1990 cars, trucks, and motorcycles will fill the Hamlet Park southwest of the Route 2223 light, along with the sounds of the popular local band Lucky Bucket. The show will take place from 9 until 3. The public is admitted free. The Sharon Fire Department has their annual wine tasting. That is coming up on Saturday, September 24th from 5 till 7 at Lookout Farm. If you want to support your community, consider purchasing tickets or making a donation for the Sharon Wine Tasting. All proceeds benefit the Sharon Fire Department and Sharon Ambulance Squad. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where they feature a regular menu and a tapas menu. They also have dinner specials nightly, interlakeninn.com, and you'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,135.09, the NASDAQ at 11,719.68, and the S&P 500 at 3946.01. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.